St. Louis City judge is leading an effort to bring a different kind of prison program to Missouri inmates.
Now, this plan calls for no new prisons, no harsher sentences. Instead, it involves 20 minutes of quiet meditation twice a day.
Chain gang. Old-fashioned, but more and more, this is how many Americans would like to see prisoners serve their time. But Missouri prisoners could be trying something different.
This is transcendental meditation, which increases the alertness of the mind.
That's Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, better known simply as the Maharishi. He first gained national attention while teaching transcendental meditation, or TM, to the Beatles. Now, St. Louis Circuit Court Judge David Mason wants to teach it to criminal offenders here.
If you have a higher consciousness of self and you believe in yourself, you're not likely to view yourself as someone who ought to be a criminal or someone who should be doing things that could cause them to be in prison.
TM is an excellent antidote to the stressed, highly explosive, and tense situations that prisons everywhere represent.
Instructors at Maharishi University in Iowa say research supports their claims of the benefits of TM. In a meeting with Judge Mason today, they talked about ways to make Missouri corrections officials aware of its potential. Judge Mason is hoping to convince the state to try TM on a focus group of parolees and then study the results. He knows his idea is going to raise eyebrows.
Well, I hope to spark some controversy so that people will start to have within our correctional policy circles a serious and open debate about the use of transcendental meditation as a way of helping both our prisoners and our probationers and parolees.
Now, transcendental meditation is used in many foreign prison systems, including those in England. It has also been taught to prisoners and correction staff in several pilot programs in American prisons.